weiter in Shasra and Daf Yud, picking up by the Mishnah, brand new Mishnah. We have Torah Shebichsav, we have Torah Shebalpeh. There are many things that we have in Torah Shebalpeh that are alluded to in Torah Shebichsav, but are not exactly spoken out in such great detail, and that's what we're going to jump into right now. It's like the Mishnah, Heter Nedarim, Perchim Mavir, the idea of a Torah Nedarim, a person makes a neder. Ah, I'm never going to eat chocolate cake again. How do they get out of that? They have to go to a Chacham. They have a Homosekta on that if they get out of it. However, these things that are floating in the air, Rashi says, "Hataris nedarim sharu chacham shachacham matirs anedim at remis yesu mikra." This said the chacham can go and get you out of that promise, that there, that vow. It's a little bit alluded to. It's hinted to in the mikra. Ve'ein al mal lismoch ella shekein motzal chacham and b'taris ba. But it's good enough to chacham to can't rely it from the pasuk. So again, hatan nedarim parcham ba'avir ve'ein lam al ma sheyismochu hilchos Shabbos chagigos v'me'ilos. These are things that harehim ke'harorim. They're like mountains hanging on a hair, on a breath, a hair's breath. Shehein mikra muat v'alachas ruvos. There's very few psukim about it, but there's a lot of alachas that come from it. Rashi points out that there's a lot of alachas that are tulis beremes in this mikra, but it's not spoken out so much. Hadinim v'avodos v'ataros v'atumos harayos yesh samamashis mocho. Those things do have what to be somechon. Vahein gufei Torah, they are the ikar foundation of Torah. Rashi says, dinam, talking about monetary issues. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that, but monetary issues. Avodos is talking about the hilchos avodos carbonos. Purity and impurity. Arayos, in relationships and our Rashi says, erva, they have what to be samechan, and they are the gufei Torah. And Rashi, as she says, the Gemara is going to ask, what, those are the main things, and what the rest of the stuff we said is not gufei Torah? What does that mean? Okay, we'll see when we get there. Zukna Heidelke Gemara. Now, we started by saying that Heter Nedarim Parchin Ba'avir, but now we're going to see a series of great sages that are going to bring out various different psukim to show, like, what are you talking about? We have psukim which pretty much say this straight out. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, number one, he comes along to the shot. Number one is Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Yesh Lamama Shiz Mocha, they have what to be, relying on, leaning on. They have a pasuk. Shenemar, Kiyafli, and Kiyafli. We have two different psukim which come up and speak about Kiyafli. One of them is found by the psukim of Erechin, when a person wants to go and they want to give the value of something to the Beis HaMikdash. And the other one is talking about Nazir. And it brings up the Lashon twice. Rashi says, Echad Erechin v'Echad b'Nazir, Kiyafli neder, Berkecha Kiyafli lindor neder Nazir. So both of them use that Lashon. And now, what do we learn out from this concept? Achas hafla le'isr, achas hafla le'heter. One is a hafla, which means a pirush, an explanation, as Rashi is going to see in a second. And one is laheter, one is a type of speech and speaking out to us and themselves, and one is to matter themselves. As Rashi says so beautifully, he says very nicely, he says, Kuli afla, loshen perush, it's a loshen of explanation, kitargumo, are yafrish, when you go and you explain, v'lamakos of afla, b'shnein, why does he use the loshen of afla in both of them? Achas kishapirish v'nadar v'asar atzma. One is when they went in and they explained and they spoke out and they asked themselves from something. V'achas kishachozeh. And one of them is when they go ahead and they change their mind. V'mefarish l'fnei ha-chacham. They explain for the chacham, v'omer. And they say, kain nadarti. This is what I said. U'ladas kain nadarti. But I only did it because of this information. Avaladas kain because of this information. Lo nadarti. V'arihu bali de charata. And he is charata what he did. And mitoch kach bali de heter. He's able to matter himself. Now, let's understand. We understand that when a person makes a neder, what they're doing is they're locking themselves up from something. It's like taking the door, closing it, and locking it. However, there is a way sometimes to get out of that if you have a key to unlock it. But that's only if you have the key to unlock it. In other words, if a person locks themselves up in a way they make a vow that Lamasha, someone they were to say that they're not going to eat cake ever, any type of cake under any circumstance, whether they're angry, whether they're not angry, whether it's the day or it's the night, and they go through a whole explanation, now they're in trouble. Because the next day when they go to the Chacham, they want to be matir it, the Chacham says, did you only say because you're angry? And he says, nope. Did you only say because of the day? What about chocolate? What about vanilla? If you said all of them, you took away any chance of unlocking yourself. But if you go and you said, like, a person were to say, they're not going to have cake ever, and the next day they go, did you mean during the day or the night? They go, I only meant because I was upset. I didn't even mean that. I didn't mean it altogether. That they have a way of unlocking it. That's what you have to be very careful. The Mishnah Alva says, don't try to calm someone. Don't try to have someone explain themselves when they're making a neder because you don't want to lock them up. The point is that they can unlock it through this chacham, through this way. That's a lashon hafla le'isav achas hafla etter. Yeshua Omer, another pasuk. Yeshua Mamashi spoke, they have what to rely on. Shenemer asher nishpati b'apim yifod el manucha sin. Now, what's this talking about over here? This is talking about when Klaisol were living with Mitzrayim and they did the wrong thing by the Merangalim. So Hashem says that he swore in his anger that what, that they're not going to go come to the place. Rashi explains what that means. He's not going to come to the land. But only in my wrath did I do it, but I was chozer from such a thing, and I'm able to be chozer from it. Rashi explains, I'm able to be shol alav, only because of my anger I did it. I didn't do it through, clear and calm das. We can learn from here, if you leave an opening for the neder, lemor, lo ledas, can I do for this nadarti, she ukraini dover. If a person wants it, there is a way of getting out. But again, only if they leave it unlocked, that case. But I'm able to go in and go back on it. Even if he didn't, the point is he could go back on it. So there you find the concept that you have a Tars Nedarim. He gives another reason of where we find you can be Samechan. Shenemar Kol Nediv Libo. As the Pasuk says, anyone who has a heart that's the div that wants to give, that's volunteering heart. They would go and they would bring, this is talking about when they brought stuff for the Mishkan, which means what? Kol Nadiv, Rashi explains, this is talking about only if they still want to be doing it, they actually are interested in doing it. Rashi says, Im Odeno Libo Nodva Olav, Yaviu, the Im Ischarit, Yatiril, but Yischarata, they can be matter than either. Chananya Ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Yeshla Mamashi Spoko Nodva Shenemer, Mishpati Va. Excuse me. Mishpati va'akayema l'shmor mishpatei tzidkecha. That I swore and I'm going to upkeep your mishpatei tzidkecha, your the way that you the righteous mishpatim. Now, as Rashi explains, towards the bottom of the thin lines, mitka amar v'kayema mechlal de'imrotza shalol l'kayem matirin lo. If you don't even kayem it, they can be matirin. Amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel. I have a yosam. Rabbi Yehuda says Shmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel is a amora. He comes and he says, if I would have been there, if I hosam amrilu, I would have said, didi adifa mididchu, mine is better than yours. Shenema, as a pasuk says, straight up, lo yachel devar, a person shouldn't profane his words. You say something, you better mean it, and you have to uphold it. Hu eino mochel, which means lo yachel devar, if he's not able to do it, aval acher mochel, other people can come and be mochel for it. Amar Rava, Rava comes and he says, Lekulu islu pircha. Really, all of them have a pircha, have a kasha on them. We can knock them off. Labar mi de Shmuel, the less of pircha, except for the very last one, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that last one that he said of lo yachol devaru, that one there's no pircha on it. And now we break it down. De'im and Rabbi Eliezer, if you want to come from the fact of Rabbi Eliezer, who was the first one that we brought to set the concept of kiyafli. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'amar Mishum, Rabbi Tarfon. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, you're saying that this is extra, and that extra of Kiafli, why are you saying it twice? Is one is to Asit, one is to Matir. No, maybe it goes according to the following. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that says, let's say you have an interesting case where you have somebody who's walking down the street, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Tarfon, Leola, oh, I skipped a little bit, the Tanya, okay. Yeah, Rashi spells out the case. You have, let me tell you the case. Rashi says it's the very first wide line. Ein lehem, ein echad meim navzi. I know we didn't read it yet, but I'm going to still say it to you. Beishayu Yoshvin. Two people are sitting next to each other. Ba echad lefteim. One guy's walking towards them. So you have Reuven and Shimon, and you have Bob walking towards them. And Vamer echad, and Reuven says, Harini nazir shezeh haba atzlein nazir. I'll be a nazir if that person is a nazir. Who, he's a who. V'chaver omer, and then Shimon says, Harini nazir, she'eno nazir, I'll be a nazir, but that guy's not a nazir. Ubusof nimtzak echem, it turns out like one of them, ain't echem mem nazir, neither of them end up being a nazir. Why? Lefi shalom nita nizirus lios nazir, bitalia ubusofik. This idea of nazirus has to be very clear. It can't be something which is talu in sufik, elaba flow. The ism for instance, it's got to be very clear, and it's got to be mufurash, and only then does it actually work. So now let's read inside of Udom, I'm sure every time from the olam, ain't echem mem nazir, neither of them a nazir, shalom nita nazir. And that's why it says the second word of kiyafli by nazir later on. It first says vayikra, and then again by midbar. Well, don't think that it means one to matir, one to asir, because the second one actually is needed for its own thing to tell us this concept. That's got to be a flaw. Imid Rabbi Yoshua. The next one we had down the line is Rabbi Yoshua, and he says, "What do you mean?" It says shenish bati ba'api. I did it in my wrath. I mean to say in that case. So he says, this means, maybe this is what it means to say. I did this in my anger, and I really mean it, and I'm not going back on it. In which case, you don't have a right to say it means that in my wrath, and I would go back, but it means just the opposite. Imid Rabbi Yitzchak, what if Rabbi Yitzchak who says, maybe this is coming to exclude that which Shmuel says. Dama Shmuel, Gamar Belibo, Tzarech Sheyotzi Besvasav, if someone made up in his heart, Rashi says Shavua or Neder or Hektish. In his mind, in his heart, he decided to do something. He's got to come out of his mouth. It doesn't mean nothing until you actually say it with your mouth. And he's coming to argue on that. And this is coming to argue. Even though he didn't say it with his mouth, he's still going to be chayev to do it from the pasuk of Kol Nediv Lev. That when it comes to the Mishkan Shtekel, you actually have to give, even if you didn't say something with your mouth. If you want to go from
the next one, Achi Rabbi Yoshua, Ben, again,
that the pasuk says, Nishpati v'kayema, v'kayema lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha. He said, it means if I want to, then yes, and if not, then I'll go ahead and I could be matir neder. Dilma kirav gidil amarav. Maybe this you explain like Rabbi Yilam. Dom Rav gidil amarav. Minayinchen is boyin l'kayim is a mitzvah. How do you know someone's allowed to go out and make a vow in order to go to say that they were going to do some sort of mitzvah? Rashi explains that you want to do it, you say, I'll read it to you. Kolomer, mitzvah she adam nishpa l'kayim mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to swear that they'll do the mitzvah. Why? Kedei she amar v'yizdar z'chayim, or to haste himself and alacritously, as we would see, normally say in everyday conversation, be alacritous towards fulfillment. Shenem is a pasuk says, nishpati v'kayim alishmar mishpat z'kecha, that I swore in order to go and keep your what you want me to be doing. But it comes to Shmuel, there's no pircha on that one. When he says in the pasuk, kiyafli, when he says lo yachal devaro, a person should not say, there should not be profane his words. Such a thing, that one can't get knocked off. That's a good smach. It's like, hainu damrin chino. This is like what the old people say, tova mlei tzana dekare. Tava chada pilpalta charifta mimolitzane dekari. One Rashi says garin echad shel pilpel. One seed of a pepper is better than a basket full of gourds. Right. So you have this one small little seed is better than all these things. You have all these great sages of one of Moses, which is a fire popper. And what does he do? He goes in and we see how powerful is what he says that he's upheld. Next part of the Mishnah, we said that Shabbos is one of his examples that's like hanging, as the Lashon of the Mishnah says, that Shabbos chagiyus mios harim kehararim hatulim b'sa'ara. It's like mountains that are hanging on a hair. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Michtav ksivan. It's written pretty straightforward. Rashi says, tuva asharus ksivan b'shabbos, many warnings by mikra mua tekarma masisa. What do you mean there's only a few psukim to talk about it? As the Gemara, lo tzvicha l'ked Rabbi Abba, we need it according to Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, "Achofer guma b'Shabbos." Someone goes ahead and they dig a hole on Shabbos. Vein sarchel l'afra. The only reason they're doing it is for the afra, for the dirt. They don't want the hole; they just want the dirt. Potter aleh. They're going to be potter for doing such a thing. Now, what is going on over here? So we know there's something called malachas Shabbos, right? There's 39 malachas. One of them is called bona binyan, and that is if you go and you start digging a hole and you dig a hole in order to use the hole, that's bona. You built yourself another area, a storage place, whatever it may be. That's called bona. But let's say a person does that, but they don't actually want the hole. They actually just want the dirt. That's known as a malacha. Well, we're going to see exactly in a minute what that is. But the point is, if you do that and you don't need the dirt, then you're going to be putter for doing such a thing. Even though, in the words of Rashi, even though the binyan is bona, you have something built there, you're not chai because of bona. You're going to be pater aleh. Now, come on, who's this going like? That din is what it meant. And it's like, wow, that's not written explicitly, but it's like mountains hanging on thread, on a hair's breadth. Come on, ki Rabbi Shimon, this goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, who says, malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa pater aleh. A malacha, an act of work that you do, she'ena tzricha l'gufa, you don't need for that particular thing, you're going to be pater. This is a machlokas, a mesecha Shabbos, we see this comes up over and over again, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, a number of machlokes in between them, Tzach HaShabbos. One of them is in reference to Malach HaShem HaShem HaGufa. Rabbi Shimon says a Malach HaShem HaGufa is going to be putter, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be chayev. And the case that they speak about over there is talking about, let's say there's a dead body that's in somebody's house, and you want to take the body out of your house. Rashi says, Motzias HaMeis B'mita L'kover B'Shabbos. You want to get it out on Shabbos. For Rabbi Shimon, he says you're going to be putter al Otzah Zu. You did Otzah from Yisrael Yachav, just a rabbin, but you're putter. Why? You didn't take out the body for the body. You took it out for you. You don't want the body in your house. The actual
the actual issue when you're going to be chayev is if you did something for it. But I didn't take out the body and do hotzah from a private domain to a public domain for the body. I did it for me, so it shouldn't be over there. That's called a malacha. According to Behuda, you're going to be chayv. According to Shimon, you're going to be potter. And over here, too, it must be this halacha of Rabbi Abba, that a person who's chofer guma, who goes ahead and they dig a hole, and they in sarcha lalafra, you're going to be potter, must be going like Rabbi Shimon. Says Gemara, lav da'afka, afilu table Rabbi Huda, maybe keep going according to Rabbi Huda, who argues on Rabbi Shimon and says that a person over there is going to be chai everything of the dead body. Why? Because you can say, hasa mitakin, hacha mikalkalu. Maybe, because you can say that over there, when it comes with the chofer guma, then, I'm sorry, with it moving at the dead body, that's actually mitakin. It's a tikkun that happened over there. There was some sort of fixing that happened because you got the body out of there. It doesn't get its stink on, and it's good to go. But over here, when you go and you dig in your house, that's a big color. Your chatzar, that's kilkul. And therefore, since it's kilkul, maybe over there too, he would be maskim that chofer v'tzarech l'guma, that you're going to be potter. Rashi says, the poligalem, moda b'hach guma, dilu hasa makover esameis, when it comes to daring the body, misakinu, that's going tikkun. V'hai chofer guma v'kalkul esmechatzar. It's messing up your thing, and therefore even he would agree with such an idea. All right, nonetheless, that's what it means when it says that Hilchos Shabbos are like these, you know, hanging on a hair. Because there's so much stuff going on. Now, says the Gemara, my kaharun atuli misara, now that you said it's like things are hanging on the hair, what exactly is the pasuk? Because Rashi says, the ka'amu masisin damash v'sheish k'tas remes on the Torah, there's a remes, lil modzeh, ma remes, what is the remes that we learn all these ideas from? Beep, turn the page, Yudam Abayis. Meleches machsheveh sasar Torah, only a malachas machsheves means you had an active thought to do something, the malacha that you want to be doing right now, that the Torah asked. Malachas machsheves loksiva, but that was not written explicitly out when it comes to Shabbos. So what does that mean? Read Rashi says, Shea machsheva chashva bedaito v'niskavin l'skavin la. You had a kavana for the active malacha to be doing it, and this you didn't have that in this particular case. Again, there's no kavana for the lonis kavin la binyaze. Therefore, lefikach pater vizel remes muat. This is the little remes. Why? Dilu mechleches machshavas b'shabbos loksiva. It's not written by Shabbos. Ella, this week's parsha, my friends, the loopliner kind of strikes again, even though it was today. Whoops. Next week's parsha. Yeah, this coming is parsha loksiva ella b'mishkan. It's written by the Mishkan who dechsev. Well, if he samach parshas vayakel, parshas Shabbos, parshas Mishkan. Since Shabbos and Mishkan are right next to each other, on a lameda malachas machshavas Shabbos, we learn out the Shabbos, and that is the hanging on the thread, the shtickle we were talking about. The next part of the Mishnah that we said was chagigos. These things are hanging on a hair. Says the Gemara, Michtav Ksivan. What are you talking about that is hanging on a hair? It said pretty much straight out, Rashi says, Ketarin el, Mivichagosem oso. The Pasuk says that you have to go ahead and you need to celebrate good times. Come on. Celebrate a celebration. Vichagosem, it means a chagiga. They got to go bring in cover chagiga. This Gemara, lo tzricha. What are we talking about? The hair shtickle? It's talking about like the amir layer of papa la baye. Mimai dahai vichagosem oso chagla Hashem zvicha. How do you know it means to bring a carbon chagiga? Maybe it just means party, baby. Yeah. Dilma chogu chaga kamerachmana. Maybe all it's saying is la harbo simcha. To have great amounts of simcha, says Rashi. And nothing to do with the idea of a carbon. Elamayata says, Gemara, come on, you can't say that. Right? The Chesiv, it says, V'yachogu liba midbar. It says, when Moshe came to Paran and said, let us go, V'yachogu ba midbar, hachanami d'chogu chagahu. What did you think that also means? That it's just this party out there? Chitem hachanami, you don't say, yeah, maybe that's what it means. V'yachsiv, it says, V'yomar Moshe el gamatem titem biodein zvachem v'olos. You're going to give us zvachem v'olos, which pretty much means carbonos straight up. So it can't just mean to party. Says the Gemara, Lav Dafka, maybe this is what the Torah is telling you. All the Torah is telling you is, Ichlu Ushsu V'chogu Chag Kamai. It just means eat and drink and party, eat, drink and be merry. Says Rashi, Hai Zvachim Dekra, Lav Shlomim Ninu, Elav Zavach Tabas Alecho. It just means to go ahead and to, you know, you want to party, you want to have some good food over there, you want to drink good, want to eat good, whiskey, everything is good. Says Gemara, Lo Salka Daitach. You wouldn't have said that. You can't say that. The Chagiga has to be talking about Chagiga. Why? V'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker. Do not leave over the chagi to the morning. So therefore, the word chagosem has to be chagi, meaning chag. It's talking about a carbon. V'sakadaita d'chuga chago. If you think all it means is some sort of partying, massive tarba l'chaga islay. Is there chelev, tarbas chelev? Is there chelev when it comes to partying? I mean, truth is, it depends how much you eat, you know what I'm saying? Is there, so clearly, it must be in a carbon. This is what it's saying. Chelev habav is man chag lo yolin. If you happen, now you're chayv in the carbon chagiga, but if you happen to go out and bring carbonos, then the regal, don't make sure that you don't leave it over until the morning. Maybe that's all it's coming to telling you. In fact, the Gemara, really, that's what you want to say. It means, Alameyata, Hababazman Chag Hudaloyalin. It's only if you bring a carbon during Chag, that shouldn't be left over. You can't leave it over until the morning. We know there's Halacha Loyalin at Booker. And if you do, you have to burn it. That's what you mean to say. That's only then. But Ha, the Koloshana Kulayalin, you would be allowed to leave it over. Right? Bitamiya says Rashi. Does that make any sense? Kola Laila at a Booker. Ksiv. You have a Pasuk first that says, you have to go ahead and you can't leave it over until the morning. Rashi says, at a Booker. Ksiv. Hiya Ola Al Mogdal Mizbeach. Kola Laila at a Booker. Mikanon Ol Medim Mishim. You can't go ahead and bring it from Elos HaShachar. Then already it's got to be burnt. So clearly this applies to everything and not only to that. And therefore it must be saying when it says Chag, it actually means a carbon Chagiga. Says the Gemara, maybe no, it doesn't mean a Chagiga, but rather it just means a regular carbon. Aye, why would you have to double it up? Because Dilma, Ima, Hu, Havamina, Hula, Asay, if you would have brought that Pasuk, that would have been only teaching you that this is a Mrs. Asay, that you're not allowed to do such a thing during the rest of the year. But because Achmana Haidalav, this one's coming to say that don't do this is coming to teach you a lav. In which case, we no longer have the fact that Chag actually means Chagiga. So that's the Gemara, lav, come on. You want to tell me it's coming to tell you lav? Kosef Karachmina, we have another pasuk already says a lav. Lo, yolin, min, habasar. Ashat tizbuch ba'er ba'yom arishon lebokar. You're not allowed to leave it over until the morning. So it's pretty straightforward that there's a lav already. Says Gemara, maybe not. Vidoma la'avor alav b'shnei lavin v'asei. Maybe on the Chag, you're over on two things. The lav or alav b'shnei lavin v'asei. You have two lavin and an asei when you're doing it on Yontif. And again, Chagiga doesn't necessarily mean, Chag doesn't mean Chagiga. In which case, the original question, don't forget what we did over here. We started by saying that Chagigo says it's already written. He says, no. We need a coin that Rav Papa said to Abaye. How do you know the Chagokos HaMosem, Chag LaShem, means Chagiga? Maybe it just means a party, and we're still at that stage right now. The Gemara says, no, Ela Asya, Midbar, Midbar. We know Gzeres Shava of Midbar, Midbar. Says in one place, Ksiv Hachavi Achogili ba Midbar, in Shemos, they should do a Chag in the Midbar, Ksiv Hasam Azavo, Ochim, Umincha, Higashtimli ba Midbar, Pasaginamos, which means Dafka straight up talking about Zvachim, talking about Karbanos. Malaholan Zvachim, just like over there, the Zvachim, Afkan Zvachim over here, these are Zvachim as well. And that's why he said that Tala Bese, it's hanging on a hair from a Pasuk in Amos to come and tell us clearly it's just talking about the Chagiga, because otherwise we would know that's Dafka meaning Chagiga. Now the Gemara says it straight out a little bit more. My Cairo and Atulim Basara. Why do you use this lashon like it's hanging on a hair? Rashi's Gzir Shavu Raya Gadoli. This is a straight up Gzir Shavu. It's pretty intense. No, you know why? Because Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lilya Finan. Rashi says Hilchah Remez Baalma. You don't learn Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah. Things that are found in Nach. My friends, that we don't learn halacha from. We learn halacha from the Torah itself. Therefore, the Gezer Shavah isn't such a shtark Gezer Shavah. It's just an allusion to the Torah Shabal Peh that we know that a Chagiga, that a Chag is referencing a Chagiga. Next part of the Mishnah, of the tripartite, if you will, the third one is Mi'ilos. When it comes to Mi'ilah, also like mountains that are hanging off a hair. Says Gemara, what are you talking about? Once again, Michtach Sivan. Is it straight up a Mi'ilah? Mi'ilah is you're not allowed to get a benefit from something that belongs to Hekdesh. And we have an explicit pasuk that says that one is not allowed to get benefit from such a thing, and that would be bad news if they got involved with it. There's a psukim found in Vayikra. Psukim say that a person goes ahead and they start using it. Pasuk says, Nefesh kisimal ma'al v'chata b'shgaga mikatshe Hashem, etc. We have a pasuk which straight up talks about the concept of me'ila. So what are you talking about? That it's like by some sort of Herbeth, like the mountain of the Herbeth. Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rami Bar Chama, someone who uses me'ila, uses hektish, they have to bring a karba known as an asham me'ila. So, says the Gemara, you want to know what we're talking about? Amar Rav Chama, Lutzcha Elul Kedanan, it's going according to the following Mishnah that we learned in Mesechus Me'ila. This is talking about, let's say you have a shliach, and someone goes and he sends a shliach to go out and do a shlichus. But he didn't chap that he gave him money that was hektish. Ha shliach shasa shlichuso, balabayas mal. If a shliach actually does a shlichus,
he does what he was sent to be doing. Then the Baal HaBayis, the one who sent him, he is chayav me'ilah. He's over on me'ilah. Rashi explains the cases. Let's say you have a person, a Baal HaBayis, and he had in his hand money of hektish, and he got confused with his own money, and then he ended up giving it over, b'shogeg, to a shliach, and he said to him, go buy me a shirt or a talis. If he did this, his shliach as a Baal HaBayis is the one who's chayav. And on this is where we're talking about, this is like mountain suspended by a hair, because we know there's a din that ain't shliach ledvar avera, right? So if I go out, if you send me to go buy you the thing, I should be chayev. Rashi says, v'zeu karun shesh l'tamoa, we should have gone and asked the kasha. This is the mountains, right? V'lomer v'chi shliach ze chata, ze shliach ledechet, shehotzi mos hektish, v'alabayis mischayev karen v'chomesh, l'havi oshen mi'ilos. Why would he be chayev? I did the avera, you sent me to do it, I did it, I, God freed me, did it. That you should be chayev because of what I did. But yeah, we see that that's the case over here. Lo asa shlichuso, but let's say lo asa shlichuso, you said back in the Gemara, we say, shlich asa shlichuso bala bayis baal. Lo asa shlichuso shliach maal. Meaning, you sent me to buy a coat that I ended up coming back with a car. I used the money for something else that I didn't do my shlichus, and I'm over in Mila. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. Chi asa shlichuso bala bayis baal. If I actually did the shlicha, so then why is it me'ila? V'chizeh chote v'zeh mischayev. Like we spelt out in the Rashi over there, what's going on? Why should I do the chait and you're going to be chayev on who sent me? Hainu kairo inetulim basara. And that's what it means, that things are like hanging by a hair. Because that, in this particular case, yes, in Echinami, this is the Torah Baal Peh telling us that this is going to be the case. Amar Rava, maybe not. My Kusha, what's your question here? That you're saying this is different and therefore it's hanging on the thread? Maybe not. Dilma Shani Me'ila, maybe Me'ila is different. Because the Yofa Chait Chait Mitruma, they have a Gezerah Shava to learn out Me'ila from Truma. Mahasam Shuchu Shalom Chamosan, just like over there by Truma, a Shlech of a person is like themselves. Safkan Shuchu Shalom Chamosan, maybe here too, that would be the case of Shuchu Shalom is Chamosan, therefore you, that's not, and that's a Gezerah Shava. The Gezerah Shava, it's like it's written explicitly, it's not hanging on a hair anymore. So it's Gemara, Elam Rava, Rava comes and he gives another answer. Lo Nitzucha Ela Lechetetanyam. We need it to teach this principle as reference to the following Braisa. Niskar Baal HaBayis Veloniskar Shliach. Let's say the Baal HaBayis, he remembers as he sent it. Oh my gosh, wait a minute. That was coins that was hektish. And the Shliach didn't know about it when he's on his way. Shliach Mahal. Then the Shliach is over Me'ila. The guy didn't yet buy the stuff. And in the meantime, he remembered, oh no. And then he didn't know though, the Shliach is going to be Chayef. Shliach Anya Ma'kavid. You're saying the Shliach. It's like literally the poor shliach, poor him. What did the guy do? Like, how is he supposed to know what's going on? Rashi says, then he, the Baal HaBayis, potter the kevet in his car, and anzadi the sulo nicha. He didn't want to do it. B'shlichusei the heach umehashta lav shluchahu umiya shliach my oven. What did the shliach do over here? Hainu kairo in tulim basara. That's what it's talking about. Like, it's things that are hanging on a thread. That in such a case, he's got to be chayev. This also gets attacked, though. Amar Avashi says, my Kusha, what's your question? Why is that like hanging on a thread? Dilma midi dahava motzi mos hektish l'chulin. Why is this different than any case? Dilma midi dahava motzi mos hektish l'chulin. I have a pile of chulin, I have a pile of hektish, and I take the wrong one. I use it. I'm going to be chayim. So what's your problem? Rashi says, Ashar kol motzi mos hektish l'chulin b'shogig. Sheyimulu af zeh b'shogig otzio and dekivin shebita olam shaleach shechuso havalei iu motzi. Once you send me to go do it, and now you are mevatel your shlichus mimeni because you say, oh, wait a minute, that's no longer, I don't want to do it because it's Muslim Eel and it's on me, and therefore we have no reason to think that this is not straight up like a regular case, and therefore we need another pshat to explain what are the mountains here. Elam Ravashi lo nitzcha ela l'kedetana. I'm going to do it for the following Mishnah, which is found in Me'ila, the daf before, the one that we brought, the first one, and that is the following. Natal Evan Okura Shel Hektish. I go to the Beis HaMikdash and I take a stone or a korah beam of hektish. I go and I take it. Harei zeh lo mal. That's not over me'ila, just taking it. Nosan l'chavero, but if I go and give it to my friend, then hu mal v'chavero lo mal. I was over me'ila, but my friend is not over me'ila in such an instance. Rashi explains why. Why is hu mal? The kivich nosan lo. Hotzian miyad hektish l'chul. I took it out of hektish and put it into a state of chul, and therefore I'm over and I'm chayv me'ila. Michti. Now, let's break it down. Mishkal Shakla. You have, once I took it, I take it out. Malihu Mali Chavero.
Why should it make a difference if I give it to my friend and don't give it to my friend? Once I took it, I should already be chayiv, mishkel shakla. But it doesn't make a difference if I give it to my friend or not. Hayinu karona tolim basara. And that's what it means, the things that are hanging on a thread. The Gemara is going to question this and take us over to the next Amud, where it's going to go back and forth until finally we come to a conclusion. But we're going to leave it right now. For now, my friends, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.